Yes, hello.
Hello, Selvin?
Yeah.
Hey, Selvin. My name's Amy Nelson. I'm calling from your current marketing team, Local Splash. How are you doing today?
I'm pretty good. How about you?
I'm doing pretty good, too. Do you have a moment to speak with me?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, awesome. So the purpose of my call, Selvin, is I see here that you've been with us for 3.5 years, and it seems like your program is going pretty well for you, right?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay. Well, the purpose of my call is your account actually came across my desk for a possible upgrade through Yelp ads to bring in more calls. We recently became a partner directly to Yelp. Have you ever done any advertisement with Yelp?
Yelp?
Yelp, yes.
I have been, but I haven't done it directly because I have you guys. So I was trying not to do a bunch of advertisement with a bunch of companies.
Mm-hmm.
Yelp is one that, you know, they've been trying to get me into that, but I kind of keep it loyal to you guys.
Right. So now we can include it with these services. I'm telling you that, Selvin, there's a great opportunity here for you with the Yelp. We recently became a partner to Yelp. As you know, we're a partner to Google, to Facebook, Meta, also to Microsoft. So with this particular package here, what we're doing is it's a $500 month-to-month investment. They're offering us an amazing boost promo for the first 6 months. It's additional $600 in ads. So what we do is we spread that over the course of 6 months. So for $500 investment, you're looking at an average cost per click of about $10, with the leads averaging out at about $40 per lead. So with the Yelp, it's going to work very much similar to like the Google Guarantee, where you pay the budget. And then when the leads come through, it comes off of that budget. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Okay. Now, the advantages to going to us as opposed to going directly through Yelp are vast. One of the main advantages is this. If you go through Yelp yourself, you're not going to get as good of a boost promo, plus you're responsible for running that ad yourself directly. When we run the Yelp ad for you, we're running it in conjunction with everything else that we're already doing for you, plus we're going to enhance your profile. So we're going to make your profile as attractive as possible. When people go in and they click request a quote, that's coming directly to you. Okay, the call is coming directly to you. Now, it does go to a couple of other competitors in the area, and it is going to be a matter of who gets to the, you know, who contacts the lead first, obviously. But with
I'm sorry. Go back to that information.
Sure. So, with Yelp, what happens is the client goes to Yelp, okay? And they put in fence contractor near me. They're looking specifically to have a gate installed. When they click request a quote, it's going to narrow down to a field of providers. That's going to be you and a few other providers in your area. From there, it's going to specifically ask questions that are particular to your business. For example, if they have an emergency situation, what type of fence or gate they're specifically looking for. And when the information comes over, it comes over through the Yelp messaging app, okay? And it comes directly to you. Now, it does go to a couple of other competitors as well. It's not an exclusive list.
Let me stop you there. And why would I care? See, that's the reason why I left Comtech and some other services that have like that, because they put us to fight like a dog for one gate or job.
Sure.
And I hate that.
Right.
I think I want to have more value to what this job that would bring rather than just race and go and fight with the other contractor for one little job.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reason why I haven't done this with Comtech, with AngelList. Oh, I hate AngelList.
Yeah.
Contact AngelList.
Mm-hmm.
I'm about to cut house because it's not working much for me.
Same thing. Mm-hmm.
The reason I have in China with Yelp is because of that reason.
Right. I understand what you're saying. And when they're running it, I could agree with you when Yelp themselves is running it. However, we're running it. It's not going up there all willy-nilly where your budget is just being clicked through and you have no idea what's coming or what's going. And it's not set so that you and the other providers are having to fight over the lead in order to secure the job. It's only going to the qualified contractors in your area. Okay? There's only a few of them even in your area in the first place. Now, the reason that it's being offered to you is because this is more similar to Google Guarantee, which is a program that you have seen good results with up until this point, right?
I guess I always see local splash. I never see Google Guarantee lead or call. It's always say local splash. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what's Google Guarantee, and I don't know what's local splash website. So I just always get local splash. But I'm assuming that we're paying for the Google Guarantee, right?
You are. Mm-hmm. You're paying for the Google Guarantee. You pay for the direct leads from the Google Guarantee platform. Yes, sir. And you also pay for the Google Local listing. Your program also has Google Ads in it. You have quite a few services with this. And that's why we're approaching you with this service, is because we believe that it would be a good complement to what you're already doing.
I trust you. I'm putting my entire company on your hands.
Sure, you are.
I'm not looking for other marketing companies
avenues
and all the stuff like that.
Right.
It's always been local splash from the beginning. I started it, and that's what I told you guys, that once I get with you, I'm not leaving anywhere. So if you put me to fight with other people, and I'm gonna be fighting for what? So here's one thing. For me, it has to be a qualified of a job for me to even move my cars anymore, because I pay employees and I pay. Trucks, bills, and all the stuff. So, a small job, and this is what I was telling Local Splash when I first signed up with them, that Google Guarantee was sending me a bunch of just trash, right? Trash. Like, there's a lease for one here. Well, how much did they want to pay? Oh, $50. Well, I paid two guys over there. They spent 3 hours. I pay $150 and I'm going to be charging $50 for one lash. Doesn't make sense. But it was a lead that they were charging me $30, $20, $40. So then I'm like, I started doing numbers and I was like, well, this doesn't make sense to me. This is actually, I'm going backwards. So that's why I'm not interested on things like that. I'm interested on things that it will reserve. Like, hey, you know why? This is a fence that is 200 linear feet, 150 linear feet, 110 feet, but a fence that I can get at least $1,500, because that's kind of the minimum.
Well, what you're looking for just to come out.
Yes.
Makes sense. You have to pay your guy. You have to pay for everything. Yeah, it needs to be worth it for you to turn a profit.
Right. And that's what I'm trying to tell you, that, look, I got about, what, $700 marketing with you or more, right?
Yeah.
So I have a bunch of other money with house. I have a bunch of other money with Better Business Bureau. So I have a bunch of stuff that I'm paying, and plus all the insurances and everything. That I can't compete with somebody who's going to go and put a latch over there and call me and waste my time to go over there. Not that I'm trying to be sounds arrogant or anything like that.
No.
But it's the nature of the business.
Yeah. You don't sound arrogant at all. And I don't want to give you the wrong impression. What I think is that you're going to see a great return with something like this. And like I said, we wouldn't even approach you if we didn't believe it would be a good fit. And, you know, you mentioned that you're going to be letting go of Howl's soon. So if you want to give Yelp an opportunity, I think there's a great chance here for you. I can even schedule a call with my technician at Yelp so we can give you a further explanation. It's a quick video call of how great this package would be for you if you're interested in something like that.
I'm not 100% convinced.
Well, you don't have to be convinced. Just take the call. And then if you want to move forward after that, great. And if you don't, then you don't. If there's no harm, no foul in it.
Right. Right. Yes. It's just that I've been there before and I really hate that setup that people have. Me fighting with all those guys.
The way that it's designed. It's not designed for you to be fighting with the other guys and things like that. Let me tell you this.
But it's going to be scared with other guys.
It is a shared lead. It is a shared lead. And the guy who gets to it in the first, 10 to 30 minutes, those are the guys that usually get the leads. And we show that your response time is very, very quick here.
I'm trying to argue with him because I'm not trying to argue anything.
I don't believe you
that.
Are,
but it's
and
exactly
I'm going to give you an explanation,
the,
you know?
That's exactly the other, how they explain the angle list. And I go over there, the moment they say, I go over there, I got there first, I send the lead, the other guy send the lead,
mm-hmm.
and they never call. So at that point, it's up to the customer, but the problem is you're not comparing apples to apples.
No, because you're not getting the same quality providers necessarily. Higher quality of provider. So I understand what you're saying, and you're not necessarily the cheapest in the game either. And why would you be? Because you're offering a quality service, right? And
right,
that's where your reputation speaks for itself. And that, that's part of the reason we reached out to you. So if you'd like, I have a call time today that's available between 6 and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. We can do a quick video call with Gina, our representative at Yelp. We can review the information. If you love it, great. If you don't, no harm, no foul.
Okay, we can do that. I'm here in the office. I just working from here, and so what would be Easter time? 6:30
Between six, I'm gonna call you at 6.
Okay,
that's
fine.
The call scheduled between 6 and 6:30 It's gonna be a video call. I'm gonna text message you out the link really quickly so that you have it. Give me 1 second. I'm texting you the link. It'll be at 6 o'clock. I'll send you a text reminder about 10 minutes before the appointment. I'm sending it to the number we're speaking on, ending in 4541. Is that a good number to text?
Yeah, that's fine right there. Yeah.
Okay, I'm texting it to you now, and then I look forward to speaking with you then, okay?
Yeah, I'll be here.
Okay.
I'm working.
All right, thank you. I look forward to talking with you then. Thank you for your time, about an hour or so, okay?
Okay.
Okay, talk to you soon. Bye. Call at 3 for him.